弟兄姊妹们，主日平安。
Brothers and sisters, blessings on Sunday.
我们先来读两处的经文。
Let's read two passages from Scripture.
第一处是约翰福音十三章三四到三十五节。
First is the book of John, chapter 13, verse 33 to 34.
三十四到三十五节，我们因着时间的关系，我们中文、英文一起读。
Because of time, we'll read this together simultaneously in English and the Chinese.
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。第二处的经文是哥林多前书十三章。
The second passage is 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们读四到八节。
Let's read verses 4 through 8.
我们还是中英文一起读。
Also in the English and Chinese together.
爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈；爱是不嫉妒，爱是不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。我们再一点的祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你爱我们。
Thank you that you love us.
谢谢你一周一周的召集我们来到你面前。
Thank you that every week you call us to come before you.
因为你是生命的主。
Because you are a God of life.
你要供应我们生命的需要。
You will give us the needs we have for life.
愿你的家中真是充满生命。
May you continue to give us life.
愿今天早晨在这里真是充有生命的活水涌流。
That this morning the rivers of life may flow.
愿你的灵来越过我们的软弱。
May your spirit be with our weaknesses.
显在我们的心中。
And be present in our hearts.
显在我们每一个人的心中。
And every brother and sister's heart.
你来说那生命的话语。
May you speak that living word.
你来做那生命的工作。
May you do that living work.
你也做医治的工作。
And that healing work.
你更是做恢复的工作。
And that restoring work.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
我们把自己每一个人都交在你的手中。
We put ourselves before you.
请你对我们的心来说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
感谢赞美奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Thank and praise you in Jesus' name.
Amen. 在一个多月之前，弟兄们邀请我来分享的时候，我在主面前寻求。
About a month ago, when I was asked to share today, I was seeking before the Lord.
我的负担就是弟兄相爱的这个实行这个方面。
My burden was to share about brotherly love.
当我在寻求这个话语的时候，
But as I was considering this word,
主就把哥林多前书这个十三章四到这个八节这个经文放在我里面。
The Lord put into my heart, 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 through 8.
这段经文大家应该都很熟悉。
Everyone should be pretty familiar with this passage.
很多弟兄姊妹都会背这段经文。
Many brothers and sisters may be able to recite this passage.
特别是在婚礼上面，很多人喜欢用这段经文。
Particularly during weddings, people love to use this passage.
大家读了以后都觉得欢喜快乐，实在太好了。
And when we read it, it sounds very good, and we're full of joy.
这里面好像是也是跟我们的实行很有关系的。
It seems like this has to do with our actions.
因为大家好像有很多就不要怎样，不要怎样，对吧？
Because it says do this, it is or isn't.
但是当我们去实行的时候的话呢
？But as I consider this,
我们又发现说好像很难做。
It seems like this is very hard to do.
几乎不可能。
Or even impossible.
所以的话，我们就回到这个圣经里面，好好的来看一看这段经文。
So coming back to the scripture, I was examining it more closely.
首先，我们看这个爱这个字。
First, we look at the word love.
这里面神讲这个爱的话是 agape 的爱。
This love is referring to an agape love.
跟我们的人的爱的话呢，是完全不同的。
It's a little bit different between the love. It's very different between the love between humans.
我们人的爱的话呢，都是以自我为中心的爱。
The love that humans have, it's a selfish love.
我们的爱的话呢，都是有条件的。
Our love has prerequisites.
我们的爱的话呢，其实它有很多的很大的这个占有欲和破坏性。占有就是 ownership.Ownership, 就是
ownership.
就我们爱一个东西的话，我们就想要一个东西。
Our love is predicated by ownership. It's something that we want or desire.
甚至不惜毁坏它，甚至不惜破坏这个东西。
And we don't want to destroy.
甚至不惜，就是甚至破坏它，我也要得到它。
Even if it destroys something, we destroys ourselves, we still want it.
这是因为人被罪堕落之后，人的爱就被破坏掉了。
This is a love that has been corrupted by sin.
但神的爱呢是完全不一样的。
But God's love is very different.
神的爱是出于义治的爱。
God's love is righteous.
神的爱是出于行动的爱。
God's love is actionable.
神的爱是没有条件的。
God's love has no prerequisites.
神的爱是要把人建造起来的。
God's love builds you up.
神所以那我们今天因为时间的关系我们就不展开讲了我也不举例了我假设弟兄们都很清楚对不对这区别。
Because of time, I won't expound more. I believe, I trust brothers and sisters know this.
然后呢今天的话呢主要分享我们就要分享这个哥林多前书13章4到8节这一段。
But I want to focus on 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verses 4 through 8.
我刚才提到说当我们至少是我第一次读的时候我就觉得哦这里面好像有很多这个做和不做的事情。
When I first read this, my initial reaction was that there's many to-dos and not-to-dos here.
但呢其实的话呢是我们是做不到的。
But in reality, we can't do this.
神也不要我们做。
And it's not that the Lord wants us to do it either.
因为这个爱的能力是在这爱的生命里面的。
Because this life, this love is actually, comes out of life.
神是要把这个生命给我们。
God wants to give us this life.
神已经把这个生命给了我们。
In fact, He's already given us this life.
因为我们每一个人都得救信主了。
Those of us who have believed in Him have been saved.
只要我们活在这个生命里面，我们就能够活出这爱的能力来。
As long as we live in this life, we can live out this love.
所以我这次在读的时候的话呢，我有感觉。
So as I read this passage this time, my feeling was.
我觉得这实际上是应许。Promise.
This is a promise.
就神不是给我们一条律法。
God has not given us a law.
不是告诉我们说你不能嫉妒。
He's not telling us you can't be selfish. Or
你不能自夸，你不能张狂，你不能计算别人的恶。
You can't be jealous or brag or be arrogant.
不是叫我们说不做这件事情。
He's not telling us not to do those things.
而是说这是应许。当你活在这个爱的生命里面的时候，这就是表现。
But He's giving us a promise that if you live in life.This type of love is going to manifest itself.
所以的话呢，从另外一个角度来讲的话呢，这像是一面镜子。
In other words, this is like a mirror.
神把一个镜子放在我们的面前。
God has put a mirror before us.
那我们照镜子的时候，我们就看见自己的污秽。
As we look in the mirror, we see ourselves.
那我们看见我们的亏欠。
We see our inadequacies.
所以当我们里面有嫉妒的时候。
So when we have jealousy.
我们就知道说，哦，我没有活在这个生命里面。
We know that and are reminded that we need to live in God's life.
当我们里面有这个计算别人的恶，在看别人有错误，他怎么样不好的时候。
When we see a judging heart within ourselves.
我们马上就被提醒说，我没有在这个生命里面。
We are reminded that I am not living in this life.
当我们里面有这个骄傲的时候，对吧
？When we have this arrogance, heart.
或者张狂的时候。
Or other sin.
在这圣经里面，其实骄傲和张狂这两个字是很接近的，都是骄傲的意思。
I believe in the Bible, the words brag and arrogance are similar. They both indicate pride.
在原文里面的话呢，它有这骄傲，有这个膨胀，你要把自己显出来，要显为大那样子。
In the original, to be proud is to puff oneself up.
所以当我们在这种状态里面的时候，你里面被提醒说，我没有在爱的生命里面。
So when we're reminded that we are proud, we're reminded that we're not living in life.
我要回到这个爱的生命里面去。
And I need to return to this life.
所以这是我这一次读的时候，我有个感觉说，这是应许。
So when I read this passage this time, my reminder was that this was a promise.
这是那面镜子。
This is a mirror.
来帮助我们能够时时被提醒、被纠正，说我们要回到这个生命里面去。
To help us to be reminded to return to this life.
那我们怎么样回到这个生命里面来呢
？So how do we return to this life？
就像我们今天唱的诗歌509首。
Just like we sang earlier today, hymn 509。
就转眼仰望耶稣。
Turn your eyes to upon Jesus。
当我们活在那些这个爱里面说，你不能嫉妒，但你嫉妒了；你不能张狂，你张狂了，对吧？你不希望别人的恶，你希望别人的恶了。
When we live in our lives and daily lives, and we are jealous, are bragging, or arrogant。
或者说你不喜欢不义，但是我们工作中因着这个，因为一般的话，公义的路都是一条比较慢的路。
Or oftentimes we know that the righteous way might be a difficult and harder way.
不义的路一般都是比较快的路。
And sometimes the unrighteous path is a quicker way.
在人看来，达到你的目的，达到你的这个就是益处的快的路。
And in man's eyes, walking the quicker path is a better path.
所以人有这种诱惑，所以要走这条不义的路的时候。
And so when we have this temptation to walk in this fast path,
所以你马上要提醒说，你要回到这个生命里面来。
You need to be reminded, we need to be reminded to return to life.
你首先你转眼仰望耶稣。
To turn our eyes upon Jesus.
当你在注目仰望耶稣的荣美的时候。
And as we seek after Jesus,
当他的荣耀显出来的时候。
When his glory is manifest,
那他 周围原来你所要求的要追求的比如说名啊利啊好处啊那个这个职位的提升啊或者薪水的增加呀、啊、
All the temptations of this world including fame and money
都要慢慢慢慢推到后面去
They will fade into the distance
就是好像是看不清楚了
It's as if we can't see them anymore
所以我的感觉这就是一个秘诀当你要看耶稣被耶稣吸引的时候你自然就
This is a secret, I believe. If you look at Jesus Christ, you will return back to this life.
当你回到这个生命里面去的时候
And as you return to this life,
这些爱的人你自然而然就彰显出来了
These characteristics of love naturally come out.
你不需要费劲
You do not need to put in any effort.
你不需要去努力的
You do not need to try hard.
神是让我们在这个生命里面我们有安息
God in this life gives us peace.
所以一方面讲的话，这是应许。
So, this is
promise.
This is a promise.
就是只要我们在生命里面，他一定做到这个人一定彰显出来。
If we live in this life, this type of love will be manifest.
但另一方面的话呢，我们有责任。
But on the other hand, we do have a responsibility.
我们的责任就是我们被提醒的时候，我们需要回到这个生命里面来。
Our responsibility is that when we're reminded, we need to return to this life.
我们的责任就是我们要住在这个生命里面。
Our responsibility is that we need to live in this life.
我们的责任就是我们要在这个生命里面与我们的主有着爱的交通。
Our responsibility is that in this life we need to have a fellowship of love with Jesus.
然后的话，我们现在再仔细往里面看一点。
Let's look a little bit more closely.
在第一节第四节的里面呢，爱是恒久忍耐。
In chapter 13, verse 4, love is patient.
所以这讲到第一个就忍耐。
The first term is patience.
为什么神把忍耐放在第一个呢？
Why is patience the first word here?
因为忍耐太重要了。
Because patience is too important.
因为我们太需要忍耐了。
Because we need patience.
因为我们太缺乏忍耐了。
Because we lack patience.
我们里面那个己最不能做的事情就是忍耐的事情。
In ourself, the one thing we cannot do is patience.
神在我们身上所做的一个工作，就是要对付我们的己。
God's work in our lives is to make us more patient.
所以他把我们放在各样的环境里面。
So he gives us different circumstances.
在那些环境里面，我们凭着天然人，我们不能忍耐。
In those circumstances, in our natural self, we cannot be patient.
比如包括工作的环境。
For example, in our work circumstances.
在工作环境里面，你看见不公不义的事情。
When you see something that is unrighteous in your work,
你看见这个别人得提升了
maybe you see someone else become promoted,
别人可能不如你
maybe they're not as good as you,
他不如你聪明，不如你能干，不如你有经验
they don't have as much experience as you or as much smarts as you,
他甚至不如你公义
and you think this is unfair,
那比如说在家庭环境里面
or in your home life,
那夫妻之间
Between husband and wife.
也许你是对的。
Maybe you're right.
但是呢，神的话说让你顺服。
But the Lord's word tells you to obey.
也许说你信主，你配偶不信主。
Maybe you believe in the Lord and your spouse doesn't.
那么在这个很长时间的忍耐里面。
In this time of patience.
你该怎么办
？What should you do?
那或者说你的孩子。
Or maybe your children.
你孩子到了一个 teenager 的年纪。
When your children reach a certain age,
他有各样的问题出来了
and they have different troubles and issues.
他打游戏，打游戏。
For example, playing games.
他不听话。
Or they don't listen to you.
他不爱主。
Or they don't love the Lord.
你有一千个、一万个理由你要骂他。
You have so many reasons to yell at your child.
你要做些什么事情
？You should do this.
你要改变他。
You need to change that.
但是神的话说， 你要忍耐。
But the Lord's word tells you, you need to be patient.
而且要很久忍耐。
And you need to be long suffering.
我们天然人的话呢，也许可以忍耐一时。
Maybe in our natural man, we can be patient for an hour.
但是我们绝不可能忍耐很久。
But we cannot be long suffering.
所以这就是对我们的己。
So this has to do with ourself.
并且的话呢，你看见在这段里面的话呢，忍耐应该这个意思提了至少三次。
Also in this section, you see the concept of patience that's mentioned at least three times.
第四节讲到是很久忍耐。
In verse 4, it says love is patient.
第七节讲到说凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，后面有个忍耐，对不对？
In verse 7, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
但是呢，凡事包容那个字，你看原文的话呢，它也有忍耐的意思。
That word bears all things also and endures all things also has a connotation for patience.
所以在这个段经文里面，短短的四节经文里面，你至少看见有三次的忍耐。
So even in these four short verses, we see the concept of patience repeated at least three times.
所以神让我们看见说，你一开始要忍耐，你中间要忍耐，你后面还要忍耐。
So God reminds us that we need to begin with patience, we need to end with patience, and we need to be patient throughout.
前面开始的忍耐有个时间上面就很久忍耐。
In the first patience, there's a time bound that we need to be long suffering.
后面第七节这里面讲到凡事忍耐，就是说这个范围。包括一切。
In verse 7 tells us that we need to be patient about all things.
不是说你在这个情况下面你忍耐，在那个情况下面你不忍耐。
Not being selectively patient in one thing and not another thing.
没有条件的。
But this is a patience without prerequisite.
在忍耐之前是没有条件的。
This patience must be for all things.
你不能说他做了这个然后你忍耐。
You can't say, oh, this person did this or that and then I'll be patient.
如果他那样，你可以忍耐。
But if they do something else, I won't be patient.
没有，凡事忍耐。
No, patience has to be for all things.
讲到这里的话呢，我可能还要再讲一点，就是说这么讲的话，好像很消极哦。消极 ，passive.
So I want to mention, it seems that maybe this is very pessimistic.
对，如果你不信主的话呢，这就是很消极。
True, if you don't believe in the Lord, it might sound pessimistic.
因为你不信主的话呢，你如果你自己不说什么做什么，就不会改变，环境不会改变。
Because if you don't believe in the Lord, well, we know that our circumstances may not change.
但是我们有主就不一样了。
But with the Lord, things are different.
我们的忍耐是在信心里面的忍耐。
Our patience comes from faith.
是存着盼望的忍耐。
It comes from hope.
你看最后一节是凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
In verse 7 again, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
中间有两个关键字，相信和盼望。
There's two concepts here, which is to believe and to hope.
就把我们基督徒跟那些不信主的人完全分别开来。
And this differentiates believers from non-believers.
那我们在信心里面的忍耐是相信什么呢？
When we have patience in our belief, what is that that we believe in?
我们不是相信说那个环境会自己变好，我们不是相信说那个人会自己改变。
We're not believing that our environment will change or that person will change.
我们相信我们的主会做工。
But we believe that our Lord will do His work.
我们的主会做工在我们的身上。
That our Lord will do His work in us.
原来我们可能环境来了，我们不能忍耐。哎，我们的主能够增加我们生命的度量，给我们恩典，让我们能够在这环境之上。
In the past, maybe we couldn't have patience, but the Lord will give us extra grace to change us so that we can overcome these circumstances.
是原来你在旧人里面不能忍耐的事情、环境，你在新人里面，在爱的生命里面，你完全可以忍耐。
In the past, in your old man, you could not be patient, but now in your new man, you can be patient.
并且你可以欢欢喜喜的忍耐。
And not only that, you are patient with joy.
这个呢，我们回到第四节这里讲到说。爱是很久忍耐，又有恩慈。
Just returning to verse 4, love is patient or long suffering, but is also kind.
我原来在读这第四节的时候，我以为说这是两句话，因为第一句可能是爱是很久忍耐是一句。
Before when I was reading this, I was thinking about it in two lines. Love is patient, and then love is kind.
又有恩慈是另外一句。
And then the second piece, love is kind, is the second phrase.
好像是说爱是恒久忍耐，爱是有恩慈。
As if love is patient, and then also love is kind.
还这么理解的。
This is how I was understanding it.
但这一次当我读的时候, 我发现这两个其实在一起的。
But this time when I was reading it, I can think of these two words as being together.
因为在英文里面你看得很清楚。
In English, it's very clear.
他说, 爱是恒久忍耐,义有恩慈,中间是个and。
In some translations, there's a word and between patient and kind.
就是说,当你在恒久忍耐的时候,你还要有恩慈。
As if when you're patient, you also must be kind.
对我们人来讲的话,那忍耐就不容易了,对不对?
To humans, of course, we said patience is hard enough.
那更不用说恒久忍耐了。
Forget being long-suffering.
更不可能的,对不对?
It's even harder.
如果你被放在一个环境里面,要求你恒久忍耐的时候,
And when you're being placed in a circumstance where you need to be long-suffering,
你肯定愁眉苦脸的。
Maybe you're not very happy in this patience.
你肯定对人没有恩慈。
Maybe you have no kindness.
你对你孩子态度肯定不好。
And your attitude is wrong.
你跟他说,我跟你说了一遍,两遍,三遍,对吧? 再说我就要发脾气了。
You might say, I can repeat myself once or twice, or if you make me repeat it again, I will lose my anger.
你对同事也是一样,对不对? 对老板也是一样,你可以忍耐他一下,两下,你再忍下去,我要换工作了。
Maybe you can be like this to your coworkers or to your boss, but at some point we will lose it.
如果是这样子的话呢,说明你没有活在爱的生命里面。
If it's that way though, we're reminded that we're not living in that life.
因为这句话说,爱是恒久忍耐,又有恩慈。
Because this passage reminds us that love is patient, but love is also kind.
你在这个恒久的忍耐的过程里面的话呢,你里面是没有火燎的味道的。
In that patience, you need to also have that loving life.
你不是觉得好像你在受苦。
It's not a suffering patience.
以致你对人没有恩慈。
That you don't experience grace, give grace to others.
以致你里面有苦毒。 苦毒, bitterness.
And without bitterness within you.
以致你甚至抱怨神, complain.
And then you complain to the Lord.
这都不对。
This is no good.
这说明说你没有活在那个爱的生命里面。
This represents that you're not living in that life.
你要赶快回到主的面前去。
And you need to come before the Lord.
回到这生命里面来。
And return to his life.
因为你应该是恒久忍耐,义有恩慈。
Because you need to be long-suffering and also kind.
我再说,这是应许。
Just a remind.
不是我们所能做的。
This is not what we can do, but this is a promise.
我们的责任就是要相信,要接受。
Our responsibility is to trust and to accept this.
然后呢,我再回到这个第七节这里面, 我们刚才讲到是那个凡事盼望。
And returning to verse 7, hopes all things.
我们在信心里面,我们忍耐,我们是有盼望的。
In our patience, we have hope.
因为主会做工,
because God will do his work.
环境会改变, 环境会改变。
Our circumstances may change.
不是按照我们的意志来改变。
It may not change the way we want it to change.
不是按照我们的时间来改变。
And it may not change according to the time we want.
而是说当我们学到这个功课以后,
but after we learn this lesson,
因为这个忍耐会结出果子来的,
this patience will bear fruit.
就像雅各书里面说, 农夫忍耐等候地里的出产。
As it says in the book of James, we look forward to the result of this patience.
直到得了秋雨春雨,
until it bears its fruit.
秋雨春雨就是圣灵的工作,
and this is the work of the Spirit.
就主的工作,
only the work of the Lord.
你在这环境里面, 经过忍耐, 你学了功课, 你生命成长,
in your circumstances, you learn patience and then your life grows.
主在你身上恩典显得更多了,
and then the grace of God is manifest more so in your life.
你就胜过这个环境了,
then you can overcome these circumstances.
你就为,这就是为主做见证了,
and then you can testify to the Lord.
然后如果回到这个,最开始那个题目就是说弟兄相爱的实行,
so we're returning to our first topic of brotherly love.
我们就是要住在这个爱的里面,
we need to dwell in this love.
我们不是看环境,
we don't look at our circumstances.
我们不是说这个弟兄可爱我才爱他,
we don't say this person is lovable, therefore I love them.
而是说主要我们彼此相爱,
but God wants us to love one another, and therefore we love one another.
这实行的路就是说,我们要住在这个爱的生命里。We
need to live in this life.
好,我现在分享停在这里。
All am I sharing here?
让我们感谢主, We thank the Lord.
谢谢弟兄跟我们的交通。
For our brother sharing.
爱实在是一个非常重要的一个神给我们的一个福气。
Love is truly an important responsibility that the Lord has given us.
Yeah, 不是我们能够爱。
It is not that we can love.
因为是神先爱了我。
But it is because the Lord has loved us first.
也把爱人的力量给了我们。
And has given us the capacity to love.
今天我在这个基础上我继续下面的交通。
So today I will continue sharing.
那今天我分享的经节也是大家非常熟悉的。
The passages I want to share upon are also ones that brothers and sisters are familiar with.
一起来看马可福音第六章。
Let's take a look at Mark, chapter 6.
我们看从34我们读到38。
We'll read from verse 34 to 38.
那我先读，然后姐妹再读英文。
We'll read in Chinese first, and then sister will read in English.
好，34节。
Verse 34.
耶稣出来见有许多的人就怜悯他们因为他们如同羊没有牧人一般于是开口教训他们许多道理。天已经晚了门徒进前来说这是野地天已经晚了请叫众人散开好叫他们好往四面乡村去自己买什么吃。耶稣回答说你们给他们吃吧。门徒说我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗？耶稣说：“你们有多少饼？可以去看看。”他们知道了，就说：“5个饼2条鱼。”
Verse 34. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By this time it was late in the day, so the disciples came to him. This is a remote place, they said, and it's already very late. Send the people away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat. But he answered, you give them something to eat. They said to him, that would take more than half a year's wages. Are we to go and send that much on bread and give it to them to eat? How many loaves do you have, he asked. Go and see. When they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish.
好，我们再看一个很短的经节，在马太福音14章18节。
We'll see, take a look at another really short verse in Matthew chapter 14, verse 18.
耶稣说，拿过来给我。
And he said, bring them here to me.
然后再看约翰福音第6章第6节。
And then John 6:6.
他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
This he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do.
最后一段经文，约翰福音6章第9节。
Very last passage, Mark 6, verse 9. John 6, verse 9.
在这里有一个孩童带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么？
John 6, verse 9. There is a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people?
好，我们经文先读到这里。
We'll read.Scripture here for now.
那我们相信这一段经文大家都是非常的熟悉。
I trust that everybody is very familiar with these verses.
好，这是讲到五饼二鱼的故事。
Of the 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那今天我们刚才念的经文只念的一半。
We only read half of the story.
那这个神迹也是唯一在四本福音书里面记载的。
This is also a miracle that's recorded in all 4 gospels.
所以我们知道这个神迹耶稣做这件事情是非常的。重要。
So we know that this miracle performed by Jesus is very important.
它里面有很多的功课我们可以学习。
And it has many lessons for us to learn.
那今天我就借着里面的一句话有一些交通有一些劝勉大家彼此劝勉。
So today I want to share upon one phrase in here, to encourage and fellowship upon.
那主要的这一句话就是在马可福音第6章第37节里面说到。
So the verse I want to focus in on is in Mark 6:37.
耶稣回答说：“你们给他们吃吧。”
But he answered, "You give them something to eat."
Yeah, 你们给他们吃吧。
You give them something to eat.
这是耶稣对门徒的一个吩咐。
This was a charge that that Jesus gave his disciples.
那我们也知道，在当时候，我们刚才读的经文里面，我们看到当时的情形。
We also know the circumstances at that time as we read through the scripture.
在当时有一群的人聚集在主耶稣的面前。
That there was a crowd gathered before the Lord.
然后主在开口教训他们讲了很多的道理。
And he was teaching them many things.
那到了一个时候天已经晚了。
And it came to a time that it was late in the day.
所以门徒就跟耶稣说,
so the disciples said to Jesus,
这里是野地,
this is a desert and it's very late.
那我不知道, 这个在那时候, 哦, 这个野地, 我的意思, 我个人觉得就是一个, 在那边是没有什么东西可以吃的。
So in my understanding to say that it's a remote place, a desert, means that there's nothing there to eat.
所以一个环境里面, 哦, 他们在的那个地方, 没有任何东西, 他们可以有什么食物。
So it was a circumstance where they were, there was no food.
那门徒也说, 天已经晚了。
And the disciples said also that it was already very late.
那这另外的隐含的意思说, 肚子大家也都饿了。
So this probably meant everybody was also hungry already.
哦, 那是说在这个野地里面, 大家都没东西吃, 怎么办?
And in this remote place, there's nothing to eat, so what do we do?
所以他们就想到一个方法。
So they thought of a solution.
他叫众人散开, 好, 叫他们可以自己去乡村, 啊, 去村庄里面自己买东西吃。
To send everyone away so that they could go to the surrounding area and buy themselves something to eat.
我不知道大家的感觉是如何。
I don't know what how everyone feels about this.
好, 我从人的感觉, 从我们自己所看的环境, 哦, 好像这也是唯一的办法。
I think when we look from man's point of view, from our feelings, this seems like a reasonable solution.
在一个荒郊野外的地方,
in this remote place,
哦, 在那时候可能也是一个沙漠地带,
it's probably a desert.
怎么去喂养这么多人呢?
How do we feed so many people?
他说唯一的办法就是让他们自己去, 自己想办法。
So the only solution is to let these people figure it out themselves.
哦，这从人的思想层的眼光来讲，这个方法并没有什么错误。
So there's nothing wrong from this if we think about it from a man's point of view.
所以，但是主却这么跟他们说。
But the Lord said to them,
你们给他们吃吧。
You give them something to eat.
我不知道弟兄姐妹，如果哦在真的环境里面，主说的对我们说这句话的时候，里面的感觉是什么？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, if we were the ones that the Lord said this to us in this circumstance, how would we feel?
哦, 这是一个非常为难, 好像一个不可能的东, 啊, 任务。
This seems very difficult, something impossible.
那, 所以门徒的回答, 我们也可以理解。
So we can understand the responses of the disciples.
他就说, 我们可以去买20两银子的饼给他们吃吗?
So they said to him, shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them to eat?
这不仅仅是门徒的一句话而已。
This is not just one sentence response from the disciples.
这是一个好像一个问号，对不对？
It is a question.
其实那是不可能的事。
It is an impossible thing, they thought.
所以在这个环境里面，门徒里面的感觉是这是不可能的。
So the feeling, the thought from the disciples was that this would be impossible.
但我们也知道，这一群门徒跟着耶稣也快了3年的时间。
And we know that this group of disciples had followed Jesus for almost 3 years at this point.
在那个时候，耶稣也显了很多的神迹。
And through that time, Jesus had performed many miracles.
这些门徒应该知道我们的主耶稣是谁。
So they should have known who our Lord Jesus was.
这些门徒应该知道我们主耶稣有这个能力。
And they should know that the Lord Jesus has this power.
他应该把这些问题带到主的面前。
And that they could bring these questions before the Lord.
但是他们没有。
But they did not.
他们看着自己。
They looked at themselves.
他们看着环境。
They looked at the circumstances.
他们没有办法。
And they could not understand.
只能叫人自己想办法。
And they could only think to ask people to figure out their own solutions.
刚才我们在读34节的时候,
so when we read verse 34,
耶稣因着怜悯的心,
that because Jesus had compassion,
开始对这个众人们说话,
that he started speaking to these people.
在其他的福音书里面也提到,
and in the other Gospels it also mentions,
耶稣不仅仅对他们传讲天国的事,
that not only did Jesus preach about the heavenly things, that he also healed them.
啊, 所以在耶稣里面实在是因着爱这些人,
and it is truly because that the Lord loved these people, this crowd.
然后在刚才我们读的经文里面, 也知道耶稣知道他要做什么。
And we read also in our scriptures that for the Lord, he himself knew what he was intending to do.
他之所以对门徒说, 问这一件事情的时候,
so when he asked the disciples this matter,
他是为着要试验他们。
It was because he was testing them.
所以有些时候我们在一个环境里面,
so sometimes when we are in circumstances,
当我们能觉得这是不可能的事的时候,
and we think this is an impossible
situation, 觉得我没有这个能力的时候,
and we do not have this capacity,
这也许是主他在试验我们。
Perhaps the Lord is testing us.
就像他问门徒一样,
just as he asked the disciples,
你给他们吃吧。
You give them something to eat.
今天这边有一个需要。
So today there is this need.
你来供应。
That you provide.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天我们在聚会里面。
Today here in this church.
我们回在我们过在世上过生活的时候。
And as we live lives here on earth.
当我们看到有需要的时候。
Sometimes when we see a need.
当我们主对我们说你给他们吃的时候。
And our Lord comes and tells us, you give them something to eat.
我们的反应是什么呢?
What is our response?
我们的反应是不是像这些门徒一样?
Is our response like these disciples?
我没有。
I don't have anything.
这是不可能的事。
This is impossible.
让他们自己去想办法。
Let them figure it out.
这是我们在主耶稣面前的态度吗?
Is this our attitude before the Lord?
但是主，我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank our Lord.
主并没有在这边就责骂门徒。
He did not rebuke the disciples here.
他对门人说，你去看看。
He told them, go and see.
今天我们门徒是看了。
So today the disciples need to go see.
但是他看到什么？看到自己。
And they did go see, but what did they see? They saw themselves.
他们看到环境。
They saw the circumstances.
但是主要他们起来，要他们去看看。
But the Lord really did want them to get up and go and see.
有时候我们跟孩子，有时候我们做父母跟孩子讲的时候。
Sometimes as parents we talk to our kids.
我们叫孩子去做什么事。
We tell them to go do something.
孩子不想做的时候。
And they don't want to do it.
他就说知道了，知道了，知道了。
And they just said, I know, I know, I know.
但是就是不去。
But they don't move.
啊，我们感谢我们的主。
But we thank the Lord.
当这些门徒跟主跟他们讲去看看的时候。
But we thank the Lord that when he said to the disciples, go and see.
他起来，他们去，他们去看。
They got up and they went and saw.
结果我们知道他们看到的是什么。
And what did they see?
他们看到，他们找到了五个饼，两条鱼。
And they found five loaves and two fish.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为门徒找到的啊这个东西。
Because we thank the Lord that the disciples found these things.
是非常重要的。
Were very important.
因为我们知道五个饼两条鱼在人看来是非常小，根本无济于事的事。
So in man's eyes, we see five loaves and two fish are very small, almost nothing.
这边有几千啊，这边说后来我们知道有五千啊，就观察人就五千，有上万的人在那边，用这个东西怎么能够来喂饱他们呢？
So we know that there were 5,000 or upwards of 5,000. How could these things feed all of them?
从事实的角度，这些东西实在是无济于事。
So from our reality, this is something that could not be possible.
但是主对他们说，
But the Lord spoke to them.
你拿过来。
But bring them to me.
所以我们好像我们有一个感觉，这些东西实在是里面非常的重要。
So we have this feeling that these things are very important, these pieces.
从事实五个饼两条鱼就这么简单。
So from facts, it's just five loaves and two fish, very simple.
但是从属灵的领会里面有一个很深的意义。
But in spiritual reality, there is a very deep meaning.
就是第一个，我们知道这个饼是什么。
First of all, we know what bread is.
哦，就是主耶稣说他是生命的粮。
Jesus said that he is the bread of life.
那我们这些人都是领受主生命的粮。
And we are all people who have received this bread of life.
今天每一个弟兄姐妹，如果我们领受了主的恩典，
If each brother and sister here we have received God's grace,
我们就有这个饼。
Then we have this bread.
那个圣经中那个数目都有它特别的含义。
And in the scriptures, every number has its own meaning.
这个五的意思。
For five,
基本上就是神的恩典。
It means God's grace.
那我们也很巧妙的，我们的人的身上对有很多五的特征。
And in our own, on our own human bodies, we have things of five.
我们在这有五个手指，对不对？
Every hand has five fingers.
我们有五个脚趾。
Every foot has five.
我们有五个感官。
We have five senses.
所以很我们都知道，这个恩典是神为人预备的。
So this grace has been prepared for us.
所以人可以因着这个，我们可以得着主，可以得着神。
So that through all this we can gain the Lord and gain Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果我们今天都已经有主的生命在里面。
So brothers and sisters, today if we each have God's grace in our lives already.
我们就有五个饼在我们的里面。
We already have these five loaves in us.
那这边讲到鱼。
And then here we speak of fish.
我们知道鱼本身的特性是在海中，在水里面。
So we know that fish naturally are found in the sea.
那今天是带到这个人的里面的话，是这些鱼都是主从，就是人从海中里面找出来的。
So these fish are, if we spiritually speaking, God found these fish out of the sea.
我们常常知道我们在圣经里面常常用 渔夫我们打鱼这件事情来讲到神要呼召人。
So when we talk about fish in the Bible, many times it's a calling from the Lord.
所以我们这些人每个人都是 从这世界里面找到得回来的，都属他自己的。
So each of us here who have been saved, the Lord has taken us out of the world and saved us.
我们知道二这个意思在圣经里面是什么？
And then the meaning of the number two in the Bible.
这是讲到见证的事。
This is the meaning, or it talks about witness.
所以每一个弟兄姐妹，今天我们都是蒙恩得救，
so,
我们就是在主，我们就是一个见证，我们见证，我们是属主的。
So every brother and sister here who has been saved, we are witnesses. We are witnesses for the Lord.
所以我们每一个人，我们都知道是主用的重价把我们买赎回来。我们今天不再为自己活，是为了主活。
So each of us know that the Lord has paid a price to bring us back, and we no longer live for ourselves, but for the Lord.
所以这两条鱼里面的一个意思就是今天主得着了我。
So these two fish also mean that today the Lord has found us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
都是他自己所成就的工作。
It is all his work.
说五个饼两条鱼。
So five loaves and two fish.
哦，这是五个饼，就是讲到我个人的领会，讲到我们得着了主。
So in my own understanding, my feeling is that it speaks that we have gained the Lord.
两条小这个鱼就是主得着了我们。
And then so the five loaves is that we have gained the Lord, and the two fish is that the Lord has gained us.
只要弟兄姐妹在里面，我们靠到这样子的事实的时候
，So as long as we can see this reality，
主就能做事
，Then the Lord can do His work。
主就能对我们说，你们给他们吃吧。
That He can tell us, you give them something to eat。
今天我们就把我们这个最小的自己就交给主。
And if we can give our own very small self to the Lord，
主就能够叫周遭的人得着满足。
Then the Lord can satisfy the crowds。
不是我们自己，
it is not ourselves,
乃是主自己在那边做工。
But it is that the Lord Himself is doing work.
在约翰福音里面啊，也提到。
In the Gospel of John.
哦，讲到是一个小孩子有着这个五个饼，这个两个是他特别在约翰福音里面讲是两个小鱼。
In the Gospel of John, it specifically says that there is a boy with two small fish.
我们知道在主里面是小的。
In the Lord, we know that we are small.
我们知道在接下来，门徒里面也提到一个事情，就是他们要争在神国里面争为大。
We know that in the Bible, after this, there was a conversation about who was greatest in the Lord.
但是我们知道在这是人里面的想法，人里面的感觉，你做什么事情一定要大。
This is a human and man's thinking that whatever we do, it has to be big.
但是在五饼二鱼这个里面。
But in the five loaves and two fish,
那我们看到小是主要的。
We see that small and humble is what the Lord desires.
在那个主也说我们要回归像小孩子才能进天国。
And he tells us that we have to be like childlike to be enter into the kingdom.
所以我们今天我们不需要以为我们有什么大的才能，有什么大的恩赐，我们才能给主用，才能喂饱人。
So today we don't need to think that we need some big gifts or talents in order to be used by the Lord.
今天我相信在座的每一位弟兄姐妹，我们里面都有这个五个饼，两条小鱼。
I trust that every brother and sister here has in us the five loaves and two small fish.
当环境来的时候
，So when circumstances arise，
当主要求我们供给的时候
，And when the Lord requires us or asks us to go and give，
愿我们不要看自己的小
，May we not see ourselves small，
愿我们不要看自己的无有
，May we not see just what we lack，
我们要看到主在我们身上所给我们的是何等的伟大。
But may we see what the Lord has given us is great.
我们里面我们可以有主。
That we have the Lord in us.
主也得着我们。
And that God has gained us.
我们把我们自己奉献给主，让主来用。
And we would offer ourselves up to the Lord to be used by Him.
今天我们能够早晨在这边聚会。
So this morning as we gather here.
实在是主的恩典。
It is truly by the Lord's grace.
但是我们也知道在这个聚会后面有很多人的付出。
We know that there are many services behind just having this being able to gather.
在这时候有人在看孩子。
At this time, someone is watching some
children. 有人在带初中组、高中组。
Someone is taking care of the middle schoolers and high schoolers.
有人在负责招待。
Somebody is ushering.
这边的很多的需要。
There are a lot of needs.
主都要问我们，我们能够给他们吃吗？
And the Lord is asking us, can you give them something to eat?
我们能够带给他们供应吗？
Are you able to provide?
当主里面有感动的时候，不要觉得我不行。
So if the Lord has urged you, do not think to yourself, I cannot.
弟兄姐妹来到这里,
brothers and sisters have come here. We have come here to witness that the Lord is our Lord.
还有我们在礼拜五的查经,
in our Bible studies on Friday nights,
我们不是只是来这边听弟兄姐妹分享,
we're not just coming to listen to brothers and sisters share.
我们要在主里面学习,
we need to learn in the Lord.
我们虽然是小,
that no, even though we are small,
但主在我们里面那小小的生命, 我也可以把我们的见证分享给弟兄姐妹们。
But even in our very small life in the Lord, we can bring our testimony or our fellowship.
有时候我在聚会里面常常 偶尔听到弟兄姐妹不常开口交通的弟兄姐妹交通的时候,
oftentimes when I hear brothers and sisters that don't open their mouths to share often,
我里面就特别的喜乐,
I have a greater joy when I hear them.
因为我们实在知道弟兄姐妹得着了主里面的感动,
because I know that they have been moved by the Spirit.
他愿意把自己的微小放下,
that they are willing to put themselves down,
来交给主,
and give themselves to the Lord.
今天我们在家庭的生活中,
so in our family lives,
我们的孩子,
our children,
做父母的, 我们是不是要喂养他们呢?
Are we as parents to feed them?
我们会常说我们实在是不行,
we often say to ourselves we can't.
我们没有能力, 也不知道这些孩子的里面的想法。
We don't know what they're thinking, and we don't have the strength or capacity.
我们常常用两个理由来,
we have two excuses we often use.
一个是代沟,
one is a generation gap.
第一个是很多弟兄姐妹介绍说我们的文化背景不一样。
And then also a cultural background difference.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
特别是家长们,
especially parents,
今天我们如果里面有这个五个饼, 两条鱼的时候,
if we have these five loaves and two fish in us,
我们可以把这些带到主的面前,
we can bring this before the Lord.
我们不需要用看自己的方法看自己的微小,
we don't have to see our limitations, our own logic.
所以我觉得这个五饼二鱼这件事情里面,
so in this matter of five loaves and two fish,
有太多的道理的学习我们可以在生活中经历。
So there are too many and many, many lessons that we can learn and practice in our lives.
所以早晨就借着这一句话,
so this morning through these words,
你们给他们吃吧,
you give them something to eat.
我们做彼此的勉励,
may it be our mutual encouragement and fellowship.
弟兄姐妹, 我们来到神的家,
brothers and sisters, we come to the house of the Lord. It is full of abundance.
我们来到这里面, 我们应该体验到, 也经历到神的丰满。
We should experience this God's abundance.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord,
他是要借着弟兄姐妹们,
that he is using brothers and sisters,
把这个丰满能够彰显出来,
to manifest this abundance,
他在生活中, 他要来试验我们,
that he is testing us in our daily lives,
让我们能够学习在每一件事情上, 我们是不是能够依靠他, 仰望他,
to teach us that we can lean upon him in each and every matter.
绝对不要把我们的眼光放在我们的不行, 放在我们的自己身上。
We dare not place our own eyes upon our capacities and what we can't do.
就像这一首第一首诗歌里面说到, 我们要转眼仰望基督。
Just as the hymn we sang earlier, we need to turn our eyes upon Jesus.
在他里面我们可以得到那丰富的自由跟生命。
That only in him we can experience this freedom and this life.
这个生命要彰显主自己的供应跟荣耀。
And this life will manifest God's own provision and glory.
这个经历要让弟兄姐妹在聚会中能够得着祝福。
That brothers and sisters would be blessed through this in the church.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and we praise you.
你实在是爱我们的主。
You truly are a God who loves us.
你为我们死在十字架上。
You died on the cross for us.
流出的宝血。
And bled your precious blood.
你身体也为我们裂开。
And your body was broken for us.
好叫你把这个复活的生命能够赏赐下来。
So that you could give us this resurrection.
好叫我们能够得着你。
That we could gain you.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
不仅仅我们能够得着你。
Not only have we found you.
主，我们也知道我们乃是属于你的。
Lord, we also know that we are yours.
每一个属你的儿女都被你来得着。
So that each brother and sister, child of God, would be secured by you.
好叫我们的丰富 能够你的丰富能够从我们这些不配的器皿能够彰显出来。
That your abundance would be manifested by us vessels.
主是的，不是我们能做什么。
Lord, truly, it is not us that we can do anything.
一切都是因着你自己。
It is all because of you yourself.
所以早晨，我们再把每一位亲爱的弟兄姐妹交托在你的面前。
So this morning, we place every brother and sister into your hands.
愿在这个艰难的日子中，
That in these difficult times，
你来坚固我们的信心，
You would strengthen our faith.
让我们里面找到你那最基本的，就是你已经得着了我们，
that we would 也得着着你。 That we would remember the very basic that you have already gained us and we have gained you.
好叫我们把我们自己全然在奉献在你的使命前。
So we would wholly offer ourselves up before you.
来使用我们这些不配的器皿。
That you would use us who are unworthy vessels.
让我们的生命能够成熟。
That our life would mature.
好叫等候你那荣耀日子的来临。
And that would wait upon that glorious day.
我们谢谢你，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
把一切的荣耀赞美都归给你。
We give you all glory.
但祷告感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。We
pray all these things in your precious name.
Amen. 好，我们早晨聚会先停在这里。So
this morning our meeting will end here.
在我们结束之前，我们还是有一些简单的报告。Before
we dismiss, we'll still have a couple of brief announcements.
那我们还是首先，如果有第一次来到我们当中的弟兄姐妹或朋友们，我们可以请你自己站起来自我介绍一下，我们可以认识你，欢迎你。
If there's anyone here for the first time, we still ask that you stand up and introduce yourself that we can welcome you.
在我右手边有没有第一次来的？
Is there anyone on my right-hand side that's here for the first time?
好，都大家都来。那在左手边有没有第一次？
How about the left-hand side?
<笑>OK，你们介绍你的名字。姓达。OK。好好，二十几年了。知道真理兄在讲台，我就要过来的。但是我现在看到吴炳兄在这里，所以就过来了。感谢主，感谢主，欢迎。
Our brother is here from the East Coast, and he has known Brother Wu for a long from Baltimore, so it's been a long time. But we and knows Audrey.
欢迎你。
We welcome you.
还有没有？
Anyone else?
后面还有一位。
We welcome you.
弟兄刚搬来西雅图，我们求主继续带领他。好，没有的话，那有一些简单的报告。No,
there's no one else. We'll have some brief announcements.
我们周间的聚会仍然是在晚上举行。Our
weekly meetings are still online.
要周二的祷告会，周五的查经。
Tuesday's prayer meeting and Friday's Bible study.
周六东南区的聚会。And
the Saturday's Southeast meetings.
好，请弟兄姐妹，实在是来到主的聚会前，我们一起寻求主，一起认识主的心。May
brothers and sisters gather together to understand God's will and seek after Him.
然后这个主日，灵魂弟兄交通，接下来主日，下个主日灵魂弟兄交通。So
next Sunday, Brother Juan Lin will be sharing.
世伯弟兄翻译。Brother
Shibo will be translating.
请为弟兄们的服事祷告。Please
pray for our brother's services.
那主日聚会还是一样，都会有实体跟线上。Sunday
meetings will remain online and also in person.
那请弟兄姐妹，实在是可能的话，还是来到会所，与弟兄姐妹们大家一起聚会。If
brothers and sisters are able to, please come in person to meet with brothers and sisters.
但是来的时候，如果你发现有什么身体有什么症状的时候， 我们稍微检查一下，那是不是待在家里比较合适。But
please do have judgment on whether or not you are experiencing symptoms and if it's best for you to stay home.
接下来这个周五到周日，孙弟兄在明尼 Evelis 有一个特会。This
coming Friday to Sunday, Brother Sun has a conference in Minneapolis.
请为那边的弟兄姐妹们代祷。Please
pray for the brothers and sisters there.
然后也为孙弟兄这三天的服事也祷告，求主实在是把合适。 的话语，把那个负担完全的在弟兄姐妹那边能够流敞开。
And please pray for our brother Sun's services over these 3 days that God would use him to speak and share his word.
好，那今天的报告就停在这里。
I think today's announcements will end here.